Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. This is our True Blue Origin special. The New South Wales team was announced yesterday. The Queensland team was announced today, so we are going late. We've got lots to talk about. We're going all the way through to 7.30. Cody Walker will join us from the Blues dinner, which is going on at the moment at the Star.
Yeah.
We've got Peter Sterling, who's going to jump on the line and give us his thoughts.
Working overtime, baby.
Working overtime, baby. It's the first time you've called me baby. I like it. Hey, shout out to everybody who's streaming us, because we are live streaming the show right now. Daniel Johnson has joined in, is watching us on the Triple M Sydney Facebook page, which is where you can see us. He said he doesn't like the selection of Hunt for Queensland.
Okay.
He doesn't know why they've taken the chance on a player who hasn't got the edge. Maybe to his game.
Maybe they know something we don't about someone called Smith.
Oh, well, we'll talk about the Cam Smith elephant in the room very shortly, something cryptic.
He did categorically deny it when we spoke to him last time we interviewed him on the Triple M Rugby League.
Well, you know what? We're going to address the elephant, the Cam Smith-shaped elephant right now. This is Kevvy Walters speaking at the press conference today. Now, he finished his press conference and he walked away. And then he came back just to make a few little additions, talking about the extras in the squad. He just came back to inform us that Tim Glasby would be the 18th man. Anthony Milford is also added to the squad.
19th man, yeah.
And then he said there is a 21st player, TBC, will be announced later in the week. Just listen to how that played out.
There is one more thing that I forgot to mention to you just before. So we've named Tim Glasby 18, Anthony Milford 19, Kurt Capel will be coming in as part of our development player, and there's player number 21 to be confirmed.
Is his name Cam Smith?
Later in the week.
Didn't say no.
No, he didn't say no. And I'm really glad to see Kurt Capel, who I really rate as a player, make the Queensland Origin squad. Fantastic effort.
If Cam Smith rolls out in this Origin series,
that'd be a dream. Imagine this series would go into this
or a nightmare.
It'd just be you couldn't write a better script. Really, could you really?
It depends which side of the Origin fence you sit on, I think.
Yeah, look, I'll say right now that he won't play. I don't think he'll play.
All right, I'm glad we've got that on video and on audio. Hey, the New South Wales team has been in camp for 24 hours now, MG.
Ah, it's good times.
Talk to me about what would have happened last night.
They would have got together from their various destinations, had a bit of a feed, then sat around and had a few beers and chewed the fat until tonight's big dinner, and I'll probably have a couple more drinks tonight. And then I would say it's a game face on from a week out, probably from Wednesday this week.
Let me cut the fat on that question. Would they have tipped one on last night? Would they have tipped a few in, and would they have got stuck in? Would there have been some sore heads within the New South Wales camp this morning?
Yes, there would have been.
Do you think that's... What was your first night in camp with Origin like?
Like that. Like that. And look, it's... And if everything with moderation, you know, it's in Origin camp, and you bet your bottom dollar, if they stuffed up, we would have heard about it. You know,
that's true.
Their microscope is fully focused on two teams at the moment. And that's,
Daily Telegraph didn't have a big telescopic lens big enough to catch them in whatever they were up to last.
And you know what? I think it's, you know, that you need to get together with a couple of mates, and there's no drinkers in the team. So what? Just see what other guys are like after three or four beers. In my first one in 89, I was at my manager's house having a barbecue, and he said, you might make the Origin side in three, because I was told I might have made it in first, then the second, then it was a dead rubber in the third one. And when I finally did make it, the phone call came. It was and one of the selectors rang Johnny Raper to say you're in the team. And this is something, don't forget, I was watching since 1980, and I was allowed to stay up late and watch it with my dad. And when I saw that first game of State of Origin, Artie Beetson running out in the Queensland jersey and getting it on with his mate, who was Mick Cronin, playing for the Eels, I thought, this is something I want to play.
Mm.
And then 9 years later I was, and it was surreal. And I didn't savour the moment, and I never thought I'd play it again. I was lucky enough to play it 2 years later. But if you've got to give, I suppose, these young rookies one piece of advice, is to create your own legacy.
Payne Haas, 24 hours into Origin camp.
My God.
And fasting during daylight hours for Ramadan as well.
And, wow. You know what I love seeing with Payne Haas today? Payne Haas gave his first packed press conference.
Yes.
I haven't heard the guy speak. Brisbane have kept him so sheltered that today, good on Freddie for saying, you know what, Payne, part of this gig, brother, is to get out and let them hear your voice. Part of this gig is to let the people see you, because as soon as they see you, they're going to love you. And as soon as we saw Payne House talk today, guess what? We loved him.
And the journos did as well. That's he spoke cool. really honestly and candidly. And you're right, I hadn't really heard him speak either, MG.
We tried to speak him on his debut for the Broncos, and the media manager ran over to him and said, no, he hasn't. He's had no training. Well, come on.
Hey, shout out to Steve Bush, who's watching on the Triple M Sydney Facebook page. MG, he says you need to put the New South Wales beanie on.
Yep.
Put the beanie on. Steve, this is what happened. If you're watching, if you're live streaming us, send in your comments. If you want MG to do a dance for you, we can do all sorts. We're live streaming the show right now by the Triple M NRL app.
Most important, if you write a message to us, we'll shout you out.
Hey, this is the Rush Hour with MG. It's our True Blue Origin special, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
The Blues have named their State of Origin squad. There's only one radio show in Sydney that's ever made the list.
Gaia!
Walking down the tunnel, the most surreal experience I've ever had in my life.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
That's right, we are still on air. Don't adjust your dials. This is the Rush Hour with MG's True Blue Origin special, MG. The New South Wales side came out yesterday. The Queensland side came out today. So we are staying on for another half an hour. We're also live streaming right now. Head to triplem.com.au and you can watch us live. The Triple M Sydney Facebook page or via the Triple M NRL app. You are looking resplendent in your New South Wales scarf.
I like that word, resplendent.
Resplendent, which we know what happens when you like a word.
We say it often.
We'll hear it half a dozen times in the next 5 minutes. MG, Peter Stirling is going to join us very shortly.
Yes, he is.
And we want to get the great man's thoughts on the New South Wales halves pairing. But what's more exciting,
speaking of halves,
was we have half of the halves joining us on the phone. He is at the Blues dinner at the Star right now, from the South Sydney Rabbitohs and now New South Wales State of Origin side, Cody Walker. Welcome to the show.
Cheers, guys. How are you?
Oh, wow. How does that sound? New South Wales player Cody Walker.
It sounds very splendid.
Good. Oh, brother, you're a late bloomer, but your 2019 form has been, in a word, irresistible.
Thanks, mate. It was a very long journey, but I'm certainly happy to be in a position I am. I'll put it down to a lot of things. It's a lot of support from my family and my close-knit, you know, family and friends.
Cody, 29 years of age. You're older than most Origin players are when they get a crack. How is that different from, say, your 19-year-old counterpart, Payne Haas, coming into the side as somebody at the age of 29?
I suppose just a little bit of experience. I haven't really experienced something like this, and sometimes you could get overwhelmed, but, yeah, I don't know. Just some experience, I suppose. I'm 29. I'm not the usual young kid coming in, and... I don't know. I haven't really asked Payne how he's sort of handling it, but he seems to be going great.
Ironically, you and your half partner debuted in the same year, 2016. You as a 26-year-old, him as an 18-year-old, and now you find yourself roommating together for New South Wales, about to take on Queensland up at Suncorp. Wow!
MG, you've just blown my mind.
Oh, man, what do you say, Cody? What do you say to guys who are listening to this interview who are around 23 or 24 and 25 and they're thinking about, you know, they're playing in Canterbury Cup or they're playing Ron Massey and they're discouraged about playing rugby league. How did you make first grade at 26?
I wanted it so badly, I suppose. I didn't want to give up until I got there. Any bit of advice I can give is just work hard, and that's what, you know, you'll see the hard work pay off in the long run, and I believe I'm a perfect example of that. I had a lot of opportunity as a young kid, you know, with the Gold Coast Titans and things like that, but I didn't have the right work ethic and diet and all those sort of things, what it takes to be an NRL footballer. I obviously thought I did, but I probably learnt the hard way, and that's the way I needed to learn, I suppose, because if I didn't, I would have been out the back door straight, real quick.
Hey, Cody, your coach Brad Fittler, when asked yesterday about you and Nathan Cleary forming a partnership and how you would do it, Brad Fittler said, well, they just have to. He's your roommate in Origin camp. How have you and Nathan spent the first 24 hours? Are we sitting down with notebooks comparing your game styles, or are you having a couple of frothies together?
Xbox.
No, we had a couple of beers last night, but we came together and had a good yarn to Joey, and Joey sort of asked us both to come up with a couple of plays here and there about what we like to do and how we like to get the ball, and I voiced my opinions on how I like to get it, and Cleary sort of, Nathan said the same sort of thing. So it's been great to know him. I haven't met him before this. It's just sort of been shake hands after the game type thing, but he's a great young kid. He's nothing really, you know, phases him too much. He's got a level head, and just looking forward to getting into training tomorrow and building the combination pretty quickly.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. He's a fantastic kid from a fantastic family, and I think that you two guys will be the they're calling you the odd couple, but I think you two will be the couple who gel the most. Apart from your family, your close family, and I know how much you love your wife and your kids, who's had the biggest influence on your rugby league career?
Oh, I probably couldn't put it down to one person, but any sort of coach, assistant coach who's had anything to do with me from a young kid to now is what I owe a lot to. Remember moving away as a 17-year-old, and I had a guy by the name of Rod Patterson as my coach at PBC. Moved from there to the Titans, had a guy named Steve Murphy, and Rob Patterson coached me there. Guy by the name of Guy Missio down at Windsor, and then Troy McCarthy at East Tigers, Craig Ingebrigtsen at East Tigers, Craig Bellamy, all the coaching staff down there, Michael Maguire. I can't put it down to one person. It's just a whole range of people who have had, you know, some sort of influence on me, especially within the footy field. It's they all sort of have their opinion and different ideas and things like that, but it's too hard to put it down to one person.
No, don't have to, mate. Them 10 blokes you've just rattled off are all sitting around the country going, wow, he's thought of me after he's got his Blues jersey. And that sums you up. As both a bloke and a rugby league player, you're unselfish, and I can't wait to watch you next Wednesday.
Don't worry, Cody. There's another 10 blokes going, hey mate, what about all those sessions I put in with you?
I'm waiting for the text after this interview.
You're terrible.
Hey, now, Cody, very quickly before we let you go, we appreciate your time. We know you've got the dinner going on tonight at the Star. MG, you were sitting having a barbecue with your manager when you found out that you were going to be playing State of Origin. Famously last year, Paul Vaughan from the Dragons was watching Tropic Thunder with his partner when he got the call from Brad Fittler. Cody, where were you when Freddie called you to tell you were going to be playing Origin?
I was at Cultivate Recovery Centre in at I think it might be I can't remember what it's Oxford near Oxford, Little Oxford Street in Darlinghurst. I was in there and got the phone call, and I thought I'd done something wrong because he was only on the phone for about 20 seconds, and I just wanted to scream the phone down, and he just said, "I'll see you tonight." And I was like, "Where do I go?
Mate, enjoy it all, because it does go quick." And you mentioned that your age is going to play a massive part, and it's going to be something that's going to give you an advantage. So enjoy it all, and you definitely belong where you are.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No worries. Cody Walker from the New South Wales Blues. Outstanding to have him on the show and a part of the team this year, MG.
He sounded good, didn't he?
Doesn't he sound excited?
He sounded good. He sounded real good.
Exactly the attitude you'd want, that enthusiasm going into a series where you're defending rather than trying to win the series back this year.
Good to see Joey Johns amongst them as well.
Joey Johns already working his magic on the new Haas praying. This is the Rush Hour with MG. It's our True Blue Origin special. We're going long. And up next, speaking of great halves, Peter Sterling.
One of the best.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. This is our True Blue Origin special. We're going late, MG, because there's Origin stories to talk about.
So much to get through.
We just spoke with Cody Walker, half of the New South Wales halves pairing, who...
Nice and relaxed. Yeah.
And he spoke about his age, 29 years of age, being an experience. You've done your research. I had no idea that Cody Walker and Nathan Cleary debuted in the same year in first grade.
Yep, one was 18, one was 26.
And now they're paired together.
Now they're roommates.
In State of Origin, sleeping together.
Oh, not, you know.
In the same room. Yeah, you know what I meant. Okay, now that I'll take my foot out of my mouth, and we'll move on because a New South Wales great is on the line with us. Peter Sterling, good evening, Peter.
Good evening, gentlemen. You guys never work overtime. You must be excited about something.
Haven't you on, Sterlo?
MG's filling out a second invoice already. It's remarkable. I don't know where he's going to cash it. Hey, Sterlo, the teams are in. First thoughts on this New South Wales side?
Yeah, I like it. And I don't think there are any great surprises in there. I think all of the players that have been selected were in the conversation. Obviously, so much of that centred around the halves. But, you know, Freddie made it very clear that he wanted to pick Nathan Cleary, and he was always on the lookout just to see that the little parts of Nathan's game that he needed to take into Origin were still in order, and that's his kicking game, you know, the effort plays, his defence especially. So when he came up with a decent performance against Parramatta, I think that confirmed in Freddie's mind that he was right for the job. And of course the demise of other contenders through injury, I guess, made that selection a little bit easier for him as well.
Yeah, look, what I'm loving, Sterlo, is our bench, New South Wales bench. I think Jack Whiten is, you know, tailor-made to play Origin. Payne Haas, well, he's a phenom at the moment. But the one I'm really looking forward to seeing in a Blues jersey is Cam Murray, who I think is born to play for New South Wales.
Yeah, I heard you earlier talk about a possible change. I was asked to name a side 2 weeks ago, and I had Cam Murray as my starting number 13. With Jake Trbojevic coming off the bench, you know, but obviously playing big minutes. You know, if Jake comes on after 20-25, he probably plays the duration. I just think the footwork of Cam Murray early in the game, and also just to settle him down, you know, instead of bringing him off the bench where you get to think about it, just to throw him in there, you know, would be beneficial. But, you know, obviously that's something for Freddie and Brandy and the boys to decide upon. Payne Haas, well, he's clearly the next big thing, isn't he? Mm. 10 first grade games. Now Brad Fittler, 12 before he was given a jersey, 12 for Trent Barrett, 22 games in the top grade before Brad Clyde played Origin. So he's in rarefied air, this young man, and I suppose the size of him is in rarefied air every day, but there's something you know, clearly special about him, with the size, his ability to use the football, his footwork, and the size of his motor. That's the big thing. Like, every player in this forward pack can play big minutes when called upon.
You've just mentioned some all-star names of NRL in the last 30-odd years. That's amazing, the status that Payne Haas is now amongst.
Mm. Yeah, is it a fair bit of a jump over?
That is amazing. that's a fantastic stat. What about anyone you think that is unlucky not to have made this 17?
Oh, look, there are a lot of guys who, you know, would be considered unlucky, but the one thing I will say about this 17, you know, if you consider Nathan Cleary's performance in a badly beaten side all year, I think everyone's there on form. You know, Jack White, and I was asked yesterday, you know, when would you use him and how would you use him? You could put him on anywhere, at any time.
Yes.
And he'll, you know, he's just such an athletic individual. Look, you know, I was probably pushing a little bit for Matt Lodge. I thought that he was a player to be considered because he offered what Payne Haas does in size. I think he's really developing into a leader in that Brisbane forward pack. And he's got an offload and also can play big minutes as well. But no, look, you know, I instead of looking at those unlucky, I'm looking at those who were there, and I can't find a case against many of them or any of them, really. As I say, if you're prepared to give a little bit of latitude in regards to Nathan Cleary, which I am, I know what I'm going to get from him. I think Brad Fittler knows exactly what he's going to get from him. I think it's just a really good side. I'm delighted for Nick Kotrick. Mm. He was around the squad all 3 games last year. I think he'll play Origin for the next 10 years, and this is just the start of a long career in the Blues jersey for him.
Yeah, he's a new Rod Wishart, isn't he?
Mm.
Yeah, well, he's at a young age, he's just so calm and composed, but he's a good finisher. He's a big body as well. He's bigger than a lot of people might expect. You know, I suppose when you're looking at the likes of Blake Ferguson and Daniel Tupou, you know, you're talking big bodies, but Nick's up there. Like, he'll cause some concern to the defensive structure of Queensland when he's bringing back the kick returns and out of his own end. And he's a really good finisher, and that's what you need on your 2 flanks.
Sterlo, a couple of weeks back, you said that you thought that Brad Fittler would stick with James Roberts at right centre. This is obviously before Jimmy the Jet disappeared into reserve grade for an extended period, because you said that you need to score points, and that's what James Roberts can bring. The team's out now, and J-Moz, Josh Morris, back at that right centre position. What's your take on that selection?
Yeah, well, I said earlier in the day that I think he's there as much for what he's done with the football this year than without. You know, he's looked really good at Cronulla with football in hand. So you know, that was one of the mantras, I suppose, from Brad Fittler last year, is that he felt that New South Wales for too long had tried to defend their way to victory in Origin and it hadn't been successful, so he was looking for points. And I heard, you know, of course, say Dale Finucane, and Finucane's been probably the best form of his career. I'm an unbelievably huge fan of Josh Jackson, but a guy like Angus Crichton probably has more football in him in regards to point scoring than those two individuals. So, you know, James Roberts, you know, I've got no doubt, I think, you know, in the past Wayne Bennett has said that opposing defences when it comes to James Roberts don't sleep too well the night before. But, you know, it's, I don't think you could pick him out of reserve grade. And I also thought that yesterday afternoon down in Wollongong that Josh Morris was put in defensive situations maybe half a dozen times by Cronulla, the Dragons, that I could envisage happening up against Queensland with Munster and Ponga. And he just handled them all beautifully. He knew when to sit back, knew when to come in, knew when to slide. And I think that he'll be really good for Nick Kotrick. And I think he'll work really well alongside Nathan Cleary and Tyson Frizzell as well.
Before we let you go, Stirlo, I don't know whether you saw Kevvy Walters' press conference today. Basically, them's a fighting words. He said that this is war. We are ready and we will win game one. And I'll say, well done to Kevvy for lighting the fuse for the 2019 Origin Series. What do you think of the Queensland team?
Oh, I think it's a very, very good team, but I think Kevvy's nervous. I think, you know, normally quietly in a lot of ways, but, yeah, you know, he sounded confident, and look, he's got a really good team, and we can't forget that, you know, the last Origin game played 18-12 victory.
That's right.
To Queensland, and look, there might be any Billy Slater, Valentine Holmes, or Andrew McCulloch, but the guys that have come in are top quality. So it is at Suncorp Stadium, and we know that if you win the first game of an Origin series, it's a huge step towards winning the series. So, yeah, that's one hurdle that New South Wales have to confront, is going to Suncorp in game one, then going across to a different venue over in Perth on a Sunday before we finally finish back on home turf. So, you know, the job's got to be done early on, and Suncorp is not an easy place to go. And, you know, the five players on debut will find that is the case. I like the fact that Payne Haas, you know, he's a local and he knows what to expect, despite the fact that the fans will be baying the other way instead of for him. But at least he knows that environment up there as well. And but, you know, that's a concern. Suncorp, you know, statistically, we haven't done well there in the past, but, you know, what is it? Statistics are a record of the past, not a prediction of the future.
Oh,
I'll be fine.
I love hearing you, former Origin greats. Just, it's a race for underdog status when it comes to State of Origin. No, they should be favourites. They're entitled to, even though we've won the past nine series or whatever.
Liam, I can hear it in your voice. You're starting to get tired. You've been working way too long. Let MG take over the rest of this, and you get back in your box. Okay?
Thanks, Stirling.
Peter Stirling, always a pleasure, and thank you for your take on the Origin teams.
Yeah, good to chat with you guys.
This is the Rush Hour, Peter Stirling.
He's a champion
of both on and off the field. This is the Rush Hour with MG. It's our Triple Origin special. We're almost done, but we are going to play a little game next. We invite you to play 1-3-3-5-3. Still is right. I am getting tired. We're going to play State of Origin, fact or fiction. I'm going to throw little statements at you, MG, and our listeners can as well. And you're going to tell us whether it's a fact or whether it's fiction.
Okay.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. This is our True Blue Origin special. We just spoke to Peter Stirling, and he's right, MG. I'm a bit tight. We're half an hour longer than we normally are.
We haven't worked this long. I haven't worked this long since breakfast radio. And I'd just go up at 3:20 for that.
Hey, we do the Rush Hour with MG for Skills Certified. This tax time, tradies, listen up. Get ahead of the game and turn your experience into nationally recognised qualification. Take the free skills check at skillscertified.com.au.
You know why? Because they simplify the process.
Will Jones, who is streaming live. We are streaming live right now, MG, on Triple M Sydney Facebook page or the Triple M NRL app or triplem.com.au. Will Jones has hit us up saying, why can't the Rush Hour be statewide? Come on, Triple M. Will, I wasn't aware we weren't.
Statewide.
New South Wales, what?
Well, you can be on the... I don't think we are.
We should be, though.
Oh, yeah.
We're going that well.
Let's talk to Daddy.
Hey, we're going to play a little game that producer Charlie has put together. this.
Oh.
Here we go, State of Origin.
It's time to play the Rush Hour's State of Origin, fact or fiction.
It shouldn't be that easy.
Now, the way this works, MG, I'm going to give you a statement.
Yep.
You need to tell me whether you think this is a factual statement or fictional statement.
Okay.
Okay? Pretty simple. New South Wales are clear favourites for the series.
No, that's fiction.
You don't think they're clear favourites?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, the odds for Queensland game one are way over. They should both be $1.85. They're both $1.90 or something up there in first game. And with five debutants and three debutants, yeah, look, it's no way they should be clear favourites.
Okay. Are you being truthful here, or are you just trying to ensure there's no ammunition for Queensland to prey on?
I'm being truthful.
Okay. All right, next one. Nathan Cleary is the best choice at halfback.
Fact.
Okay. Queensland has a stronger spine than New South Wales.
Ooh. Look, you know what? That's pretty even, but if you look at the... I think the hookers lean our way.
Mm-hmm.
Damien Cook is one of the
best. So that's Cook v Hunt on paper.
Yeah, so you've got Tedesco and Ponga. They eliminated each other. You've got Munster and Walker.
Do you reckon that's a break-even between Ponga and Tedesco?
Yeah.
You wouldn't...
As far as in the Origin arena about potential danger, yes, I do. I think that Munster and Walker, the same, maybe leaning a bit towards Munster. I think Cleary and Cherry Evans, very much similar players.
Mm.
And I think that comes down to Cook on Hunt, and I think Cook laps him. As a hooker, that is.
And this personal opinion, but James Tedesco, for whatever reason, I know that there's so much. Callum Ponga is as an exciting player as there's been in the competition for a while. But
yep.
James Tedesco is so consistent, so dynamic. He is the best fullback in the competition, on the best team in the competition, the reigning premiers. He was outstanding in last year's Origin series.
Yeah, I know. But we're talking about you're as good as your last game, and the. Roosters have lost their last two games.
Okay, all right, fine, sorry.
No, I'm just saying.
Sounds like to me you're signing with Queensland, but that's...
Sterlo told me to put you back in your box, yeah, so I'm doing that.
Where was I up to? We're playing State of Origin, Fact or Fiction. Daly Cherry-Evans can handle game one despite not playing in over a month.
That's a fact. He's a professional.
Mm.
I think Kevvy Walters was... so over the moon by the way he's been treating himself, and, you know, preparation is a key to these big games, and I think Daly Cherry-Evans, he wouldn't play unless he's 100%.
That's what he said.
He'll be 100%.
He said in the press conference today that he wouldn't be there if he was going to hurt himself or Queensland or his club side Manly. He doesn't want to do further damage to that ankle of his. Angus Crichton deserved to keep his spot.
That's fiction.
Okay.
No one deserves their spot. You've got to earn it.
Do you think he's earned his spot?
No. I think loyalty come into play with Angus, and I don't mind that, because he will be a good head amongst these three young guys making their debuts on the bench.
Mm. Ryan Madison was a player who you had in your side in the lead-up to the game. He's been named as the 18th man for the New South Wales side.
That's a good thing.
Do you think he might get a shot in this series?
A bit like Tarek Sims, I suppose, last series. Maybe if we're up in the series or there's an injury, touch wood, but... I think it's just a great experience, and it's a great tip of approval that he's doing the right things.
All right, two more. Moses Mbai. Bit of a smoky, bit of a surprise in that Queensland side. Moses Mbai can perform at Origin level.
Oh, fact. Yeah. They wouldn't have picked him otherwise.
What role do you see him playing in that side?
Dummy half. Purely dummy half, unless there's an injury. But I think he's been picked to... help, you know, Ben Hunt move around, maybe to get a half, and then maybe Morgan somewhere else. But I think Moses is mainly there for a dummy half role.
All right, last one, MG, and this will be the end of our True Blue Origin special.
And thank you for all those who have tuned in and streamed in.
Thank you very much. Christopher McCabe, who's watching us on our Triple M Sydney Facebook stream, having been to the station, it's great to see you guys work live. People doubted we worked live, MG. They thought it's that polished, this must be pre-recorded days in advance.
Polished.
Well, my stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Last one, MG. Here we go. Cameron Smith will be the 21st man for Queensland.
That is fictional.
You won't be there?
No way. No way, Jose. Too soon, Daniel Boone.
He's definitely overworked. This has been the Rush Hour with MG's True Blue Origin special.
Hey, you know what? This has been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. You put the beanie on as well, which is great to see.
My bald head was getting cold.
Yeah, it looks outstanding. Thank you to everybody who stuck with us. We will be back tomorrow with Teamless Tuesdays.
Yes.
Digital producer Tony and I heading out to Origin training tomorrow morning, so we're going to get some interviews from in camp there.
I love when you go into camp. You get some really good stuff.
We get creative.
Yes.
You're going to have to come up with another anthem for this team. Last year was Young Blood.
The Ode. Oh, yes.
No, from 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to see if you can find another teeny bopper hit for the New South Wales team to get involved with.
I will do that.
You don't have to.
You'll have it tomorrow.
All right, we got to go.
He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.